KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
And we're joined over here by my colleague and I would say friend.
Sure.
At least it was sure. Kim Hodges, how are you?
I'm great. You, taking a break from Case Lug right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So, you work here in the building. You do stand-up comedy. What sure. else? You're a graphic designer?
I'm a graphic designer.
You used to work at the North Coast Journal.
I did.
Didn't end well, I would assume?
No, not at all.
Okay. We're going to put that aside, but
sure.
it may come into play with what we want to talk about.
Okay.
And I should say out front that, like, I like you very much. I think you're a smart person.
Thank you.
I also like Linda Stansbury, who wrote the piece. But I'm so confused as to why there's so much vitriol. Linda Stansbury wrote a story a few weeks ago now called Women in Weed.
Mm-hmm.
And if I read it properly, and maybe I didn't, she's just saying that there is a lot of endemic sexism in the industry. And you have to admit that when you've got a sort of cloudy gray market, trouble can sort of flourish under those circumstances. And I've interviewed people at rape crisis centers in Soham who have told these horrific stories about women who have no legal rights. They're the baby mama and they have to go get rescued. They're hiding in a tree stump because dad controls the money. He's got the driver's license, like all that stuff. It's fairly horrifying stuff.
Sure. But I think there's the entire other side of that where I've talked with lawyers in town, Michael Robinson, he's one of the criminal lawyer, DUI lawyer. And he says things like a lot of the women that come in or a lot of the men that come in that I defend, I tell them there's two reasons why people get in trouble for growing weed, sneaky neighbors and girlfriends. And I think there's a whole different side of the weed industry. It's not just women being exploited or anything like that. I think men are sometimes in the same boat.
Okay. So you're where do you take issue with the story?
As a stand-up comedian, when I read it, my first issue was her comment. Basically, in my opinion, she was almost putting stand-up comedians who use the terms that she says in joking ways. She kind of compared us to rapists and sexual predators.
Yeah, we should.
I thought that was a little odd.
Let's put that in context, too.
Sure.
Because, again, I think the article that Stansbury wrote is largely about sort of attitude and nomenclature in the same sense that you can't go around, you know, using the word retard. Mm-hmm. You just don't do that because that's super offensive.
Sure.
And she is calling out people who use terms and pardon the language here, but trim bitch,
mm-hmm.
Grow ho and so forth.
Potstitute.
Rostitute. It's a long list.
It is.
So,
but on the other hand, she also, I mean, she says right here, the gold digger is one of our cherished societal tropes and it's little wonder Humboldt County is awash with lurid stories of women in leather boots and tight jeans who prowl the hills during the fall, searching for weed-rich sugar daddies. I'm just not sure what her... With that said, I don't know what she's trying to tell me, because I don't take a gold digger as a different kind of woman than a groho. So I'm not sure what she's trying to tell me to think about that.
I'm so lost at this point. Again, when you had posted this on your Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
And you said, wow, who pissed off Linda Stansbury?
That was about the stand-up comedian comment.
Yeah, let's talk about that
sure.
for a sec, because she wrote, reducing the role of women in weed to a slur is really an elaborate system of victim blaming that benefits no one except predators and pathetic stand-up comedians who can't write a set without one hand in their pants. You are a stand-up comedian.
I am.
I don't even know what she's referring to here.
I don't either. Someone told me that she was referring to Joe DeShane at some comedy show, but I have no idea.
Joe DeShane, who is a stand-up comic,
sure.
left a remark on your Facebook, on the thread there, that essentially said that the author needed to be sexually assaulted to loosen up.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
there was other...
You don't agree with that!
No, I don't.
Sorry to raise my voice.
No, it's fine.
That's horrific. That's hate speech.
The words she's talking about in her article are not. And my whole point with the article, and I posted this on my Facebook plenty of times, I think the terms that she's trying to say, like, men use these terms and it sexualizes women. And my argument against that is that some women don't deserve to be defended or not called names because some women are awful. I am like kind of anti-feminism in that way. I know a lot of awful women. I know women that have raped. I know women that deserve to be called the B word, the C word, all kinds of names. And I don't think women in the weed industry is any different. As a trimmer, there are grow hoes and people that financially make my job hard. And I think women use those terms that she's talking about to describe financial problems in the weed industry more than men are just like, blah, blah, prostitute. I'm going to, like, I just don't see that. And also an issue I had was that it kind of seems like in the article, she's flailing her arms saying that, you know, women are being pimped. There's incest. And I just like, where is that happening? That is the story I want to hear. Where's incest happening in the hills? Are there stories about that? Because that is a big deal. And if women are being pimped, like,
I've heard that too. And I've heard it from professionals like in that end, not pimps or prostitutes, like literally, but people who respond to people who are in that situation. Like, that is a thing that happens. Are you saying?
Yeah, but where? Like, I can say a lot of things happen. I can say in the radio industry that, like, men have more jobs. I could say that.
Right.
But is it true? Oh, there's a police report. That doesn't make it true either. Like, where is this happening? I think Hank Sims actually pointed me to an article as we were fighting over Facebook about something in Lake County. Like, oh, a 15-year-old girl was, you know, at a trim scene. And it's just like, yeah, but, like, the article also says that she left and came back. Why did she? There's just all these questions in these stories. I just want to know the facts. And when someone just flails their arms and says, oh, rape happens, that just doesn't hit me hard. It doesn't. I need to know where is incest happening?
What did you like about the Women in Weed article?
I have to say, there are, I don't know Linda personally, so this wasn't a personal attack.
You should meet her. She's very nice.
I have met her.
And by the way, not a bitter person.
No. I have. I've met her. You know, she. There's a Week in Weed article called Our Boys that she wrote about where men are going to go in the industry once it's legalized because they grew up in the industry. I loved that article. There are articles that she wrote that I think she's on the point with the industry. This one, I don't in any way.
I guess to me, it seems like you guys have more in common than different, unless you're saying that sexism in the pot industry is the same sexism that exists outside of the pot industry.
I don't think sexism as a definition is different in any industry. No, I don't think by definition sexism, you know, people being discriminated against because they're sex. Yes, that happens across, that happens everywhere.
Right.
That happens everywhere. I felt that at my old jobs. I felt ageism at my old jobs. I felt a lot of things.
Ageism is that's a beast. Again, we're talking with Kim Hodges. She took mad beef, as we say, with this Women in Weed column by Linda Stansbury. What would you have done differently if you were writing the story?
What would I have done differently? I wouldn't have made fun of a profession. You know what? I'll say, I told Hank Sims the stand-up comedian thing made me mad because, you know, my dad was the latent fingerprint analyst for the DOJ. I grew up in a crime lab. I've seen what rape can do in a morbidly personal way. My mom raped my foster brother when I was young and tore apart my family. So I have personal issues with rape. I have personal issues with women, like I said, that don't deserve defending or to not be called names. So what would I have done differently? It just seems like that should have been labeled as an opinion article rather than a weekly news article about factual things that are happening in the industry. Like I said, if incest is happening and people are being pimped, I need more than one sentence about that in order for me to go, wow, this is an issue. Not just writing about it. And again, like, just the terms, I just felt like she kind of threw them in there. Like, I've never heard anyone say the word prostitute, not to say that it doesn't happen. Oh, and also her caption on the photo, it says a weed label on San Francisco's Haight Street. It's a woman. It's like a, you know, Stupor Farms. And then it says Humboldt women look nothing like this. They're prettier. That right there deflects from everything she defended women against, because the picture is a woman. Okay, with a pipe, she looks kind of goofy, like stone, but she's just got big, big boobs, blonde hair. What is the problem with that? What do you mean women are prettier? Like, I think that makes her seem like, that's kind of insulting to women. Like, I have blonde hair and big boobs. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. I need more facts.
Thank you for coming in here. And we did ask, I asked Linda, I tried to put the peer pressure on her to come in here, and she declined respectfully. At the outset, one thing that I would say is the comment stream that some of these local people left below this article, you have to admit that's pretty despicable.
That is despicable. And maybe I left them there so everyone could read them and have their own opinions on certain people. I don't agree with them, and I cannot speak for those people, and I won't.
So to wrap it up here. to sort of characterize, you know, the umbrage that you have taken with the story in, you know, 20 seconds. What do you say here for the outshot?
Well, I think I said this on the radio the other day. I think my whole opinion on it is that, sure, I think sexualization of women happens, but I think in the weed industry, especially lately, I think that more men are being exploited. Men and women are being exploited financially than women are being exploited sexually in such harsh terms.
We'll leave it there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.